how this season went and what you thought some of the successes and highlights were for you and maybe the improvement that you need to make in the future?
I think we got a lot of experiences this year, and I think for us that was a success. Whether or not we won or lost in those moments will only help us in the future. We had a lot of games that went down to the wire. We won some, we lost some. We hit some big shots. We missed some big shots. And, you know, I think that's just ultimately going to help us out further down the road. And as far as us, you know, growing more and becoming a better team, I think just being more consistent with how we finish out and how we play in those moments will be, you know, I think the biggest factor for us moving forward and getting better.
This time last year, you had a lot more uncertainty with the contract and everything. I guess how is it different this summer? Do you have a different mindset going into this summer?
Yeah, I think just not as much as up in the air. Still going to have the same mindset in that a lot of things I can improve on and get better. So I'm looking forward to the off season and looking forward to putting in the work. And I think another thing that's different is, you know, we finished this season really strong, and I think all of us have a bunch of confidence going into the off season, and I think that gives you a boost in your work ethic and kind of makes you want to work even harder so that way you can come back next year stronger.
Did you have last offseason about what the group could be?
No doubts. It's just natural that just the way we finished this season being so strong, like winning so many games, it just naturally gets you a little more excited. Not that it was, you know, any different than last year and that I'm still going to work, you know, the same and work just as hard. But I think, like I said, it gives you confidence boost.
Gordon, you made a significant jump from last year to this year in terms of production, in terms of your body, in terms of your game. Do you feel like you had that same kind of potential to make that same kind of leap from this year to next year, and how do you do it?
Yeah, I honestly think there's still a lot of room for me to improve in all kinds of all parts of the game. I think I played better at times this year. I think the experience of being kind of one of the main options last year really helped me out this year, and so I think that's going to. I mean, having 2 years is better than one, so that's going to help me even more. You know, I think there's. We're going to break down the film once I get back, and I'm sure Coach Snyder and some of the player development staff have a bunch of things that they want me to work on as well. And I think the way you accomplish it is, you know, continue to get in the gym every day, putting in the time first and foremost. And as far as, you know, my body is concerned, I've always been one to make sure I get a lift in every day and work on my speed and mobility and flexibility and things like that so you can try to stay healthy during the long season. And, you know, I'll take probably a month off and then I'll get right to it. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Hey, Gordon. After the way you guys closed the second half of the season, what are your expectations for next year? Because there's so much talk about now the whole process being accelerated. Are your expectations now accelerated?
I think I expect us to play the way we've played at the end of this year. And I think if we just focus on our absolutes, focus on doing our job each and every night, the results will take care of themselves. So I don't think it's good for us necessarily to put, you know, huge expectations on us. I think the expectation is just to do our job every night, to come in and play the way we've been playing after All-Star break. So I think that's what we should do. Yeah, I think it's definitely a goal. I mean, you come into the season with that as a goal, and I think you go into the season individually. I go into each season trying to get better than the season before, and I've done that so far, and I think if we all have that mindset collectively, we'll be better as well.
How did Quinn Snyder help you this year, and how do you envision him helping you going forward?
Coach Quinn helped us out a lot this year. I think he showed us the details of the game that we are missing. You know, we've all gotten better individually. I think you can see that from the beginning of the season to the end. For me personally, he helped me with my mid-range game as far as reading pick and rolls and staying in the pocket and learning how to read defenses, because that's a huge part of the NBA right now. and he slows down the game for you and shows you exactly what you need to do and how you can do it. And so I think, you know, that's something that he'll help us continue to help us out with next year too, individually making us better players. As far as defensively, I think we just had a renewed focus, and he really put in place a system that once we executed it, we were pretty good at. And I think continuing to play together and play in that system will only make the defense better. So,
Gordon, as one of the leaders on this team, the main leader on this team, in your opinion, what does this team need to take that next step? I mean, you came up a little bit short. Is it just experience? Does it need more veterans? Is this the group that can take that next step?
I think the experience is something that's kind of happening along the way for us. So we've had guys in a bunch of situations, with Fave and me that have been through things that some of the other guys haven't. And so we kind of have some different experiences. This year was a good experience for everybody. We have point guards that are thrusted into starting roles that are super young, and those are experiences not very many people get. So I think that's something that's good. I think for us, the next step is to be consistent. We have to make sure to bring it every single night, and that's a hard thing to do in the NBA, especially for younger guys, just because you have to be professional with your whole approach towards the game, as far as nutrition, as far as sleep, as far as your habits outside and off the court, practice habits, and so we're learning how to do that. I think we took big steps in that area this year, and I think we all want to be. We don't want to be at this position next year as far as doing this meeting early. So I think that's something that you can't necessarily teach. We have a lot of guys that are hungry to get better and hungry to win. And so I honestly think just, being more consistent, having another year under our belts is something that, they'll probably, the front office probably going to look at adding pieces or whatever, and that's their job. But for what we can control as players, it's getting better this offseason. And, I think the way we played after the break, we could be pretty good next year.
Gordon, assuming that so much of the season was about development, can you keep that culture from this year to next year, assuming there probably aren't going to be 7 rookies coming off the bench this year or next season?
Can we keep the same culture as far as getting better?
Well, Dennis mentioned it as a college culture, a college-like feel to this team. Can you maintain that without all the young players?
I think naturally when you get older that you'll probably lose a little bit of that. But I think the good thing about our team is we have a bunch of guys, like I just said, that are hungry to get better and that want to be better basketball players. And so I don't think, as far as that's concerned, the culture is going to change any next year. I mean, we all realize that we have a lot to improve on. Just because we played pretty well after the All-Star break, I don't think any of us are going to be satisfied with that. And the coaches are definitely going to let us know that as well. And so I don't think the culture for that is going to change. I mean, like I said, it will a little bit just when you're older, and it's not going to be the same naturally, but other than that.
Last question, Jason. Team chemistry has been mentioned quite a bit, and Dennis mentioned he's very aware of that, not wanting to mess that up with whatever decisions he makes in the offseason. How important has that team chemistry been to the success that you guys have had this year? And how important is it for you as a player to keep that moving forward?
I think it's just chemistry is like the glue that holds people together. And I think we have good character guys here. And I've actually been blessed to have pretty much good character guys ever since I've been here. And I think when you have that, the team chemistry is naturally going to be better. There's going to be changes made, I'm sure. That's how the NBA works. I think one thing that is evident in Utah is a lot of the team chemistry comes from the staff, as weird as that may seem. We have good people on staff, and so no matter who we have in here, usually the people get along with the staff, and it kind of just blends everybody together, and we get going in the right direction. So we've got good people in place as foundations, and so no matter who we bring in, I'm confident we have good people here, and the people that are going to stay and be on the team, everyone's going to fit in, and it'll be good.
How many video games are you going to play over the next month?
My wife actually said this morning, just because you're done with the season doesn't mean you can play video games now, so. we're having a baby soon, so I think the video games are going to have to be on hold. So, unfortunately.